So we got up to Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay, then let's just quickly review what we did on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis. And there we started with the sugya we call the Gufa of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel had a version of the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara is going to question that version, but according to that transmission, Rabbi Yehuda said that it all depends upon what's called Rubo Shel Chodesh, otherwise known as Shisha Sar Yom, meaning we always assume that the month is a 30-day period, so Rubo Shel Chodesh would be going beyond the number 15. 16 becomes the majority of the month. And what we're seeing now is that the what's called the Tkufas Tammuz, that's the summer Tkufa, is coming very late on the lunar calendar, to such an extent that only on the 16th of Tishrei, the lunar calendar, will there be a tkufa, the new tkufa, meaning the tkufas Tishrei. So let's say if tkufas Tammuz extends all the way till the 16th of Tishrei, it means that on the 17th of Tishrei, that's going to be the beginning of tkufas Tishrei. Now we're going to derive from a pasuk of Chaga Asif b'tkufas Hashana that the holiday of Sukkot, or at least from Chol Hamoed and on, has to be in the new Tkufa, which means the Tkufas Tishrei. So that if Tkufas Tishrei is on the 17th of Tishrei, then it comes out that the first day of Chol Hamoed, which was the 16th of Tishrei, was in the old Tkufa, fell in Tkufas Tammuz, and that's going to be reason for Ivur Shana. Whereas Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion, again, all according to Shmuel's transition, that it all depends on the 21st day of the month of Tishrei, which means that the 22nd of Tishrei is going to be Tkufas Tishrei. That's no good, because the 22nd is already what we call Shmini Atzeret. It's already after Sukkot. We need at least the 21st. If the 21st would be Tkufas Tishrei, that would be fine, because the 21st is the last day of Chol Hamoed, what we call in our language El Shana Rava, and then there's an overlap between at least one day of Sukkot and Tkufa Chadasha, which means Tkufas Tishrei. And both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda agree that it all depends upon how to interpret the pasuk Chaga Asif Tkufas Hashana, and this is already at the beginning of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need Kulei Chag B'Tkufa Chadash. We need the entire Sukkot, starting with Chol Hamoed, because Chag Asif means the day in which you harvest, which can only be on Chol Hamoed. As a Dover Ovid, you can't harvest on Yom Tov itself. So the first day of Chol Hamoed has to be in the Tkufa Chadasha. And therefore, if Beis Din already sees that, looking down into the future, that the Tkufas Tammuz is going to extend until the 16th of Tishrei, which means that the Tkufas Tishrei is only going to begin on the 17th of Tishrei, hence the first day of Chol Hamoed belongs to the old Tkufa, which we call Tkufas Tammuz, that's justification for Ibur Shana. Whereas Rabbi Yossi doesn't require that the entire Sukkot be in the Tkufa Chadasha, but Miktsas Chag be in the Tkufa Chadasha. All we need is that one day of Chol Hamoed be in the Tkufa Chadasha, in Tkufas Tishrei. So if, for example, Tkufas Tishrei would fall on the 22nd of Tishrei, we're in deep trouble. We need Ibur Shana. But if, on the other hand, the Tkufas Tishrei would coincide with the 21st of Tishrei, that's fine, because then it means that day of Chol Hamoed falls in the Tkufa Chadasha, the Tkufas Tishrei.
So there was no fixed calendar. So how would they know this, though? How would they know? Because how far in advance could you do the calculations to?
Yeah, you could do the calculation. We'll soon see, like even as early as Pesach time, we're going to get to it very soon. You could do the calculation of what the lunar calendar is going to be. Again, there is a little bit of a discrepancy between what's called a chaser and a mole, where the month is 29 days or 39 days, or 30 days we can sort of estimate, or perhaps, you know, we can have an average within a 6-month period of time. I can tell you there'll be 3 months of 29 days, there'll be 3 months of 30 days, but we could already calculate way in advance when, you know, when the day of Sukkot is going to fall. And if we see that Sukkot is going to fall in the old Tkufa, Tkufa of Tammuz, and the reason for that is because if we don't add the month, we are lagging behind. The lunar calendar is always lagging behind the solar calendar. So then we're going to have a situation in which Sukkot, which is called Chag HaOsev, is not B'Tkufa HaShana. Tkufa HaShana means the new Tkufa, Tkufa HaTishrei. And instead it's going to fall out in Tkufa HaTammuz. Now according to Rabbi Yossi, all we need is that one little piece of Sukkot, meaning that very last day, which is the 21st of Tishrei, should fall in the new Tkufa, which is Tkufas Tishrei. So if we can tell already in advance that the new Tkufa is going to start on the 22nd of Tishrei, then we have to be Ma'arba the Shana, because then there's not even a little piece of Sukkot which will fall in the Tkufa Chadosh.
Rabbi, could we assume that the solar calendar was Kavua? Then, I mean, they knew exactly when
Yeah, again, there could be a discrepancy of a half a day and so forth, but
They knew that the Tkufa was at least.
For sure. That's a pasuk that we read just 2 days ago. Kihi chachmaschem ubeinaschem li'eni ha'amen. And Chazal say, Zuk chishuv tkufos, tkufos hashana. That this was the amazing chachma. I mean, we didn't even touch the surface of it, how deep and how profound their understanding of the astronomy was, the lunar calendar, the solar calendar. And they were just literally thousands of years ahead of their time. So Gemara now clarifies an issue called Yom HaTkufa. What about the day of the Tkufa itself? Is that because the Tkufa happens within the course of that 24-hour period? So do we say that the first part of the Tkufa, the first part of that day belongs to the old Tkufa? So that day of the Tkufa is part of the old Tkufa, we'll call Tkufas Tammuz in this case. Or do we say that the day of the Tkufa initiates the new Tkufa, which is the Tkufas Tishrei? So Maika Savri, what do Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi hold on the following question? Is it Yom Tkufa Gomer, which means that the Tkufa the Yom Tkufa itself belongs to the old Tkufa, it's still part of the old Tkufa, tomorrow will be the new Tkufa, that's called Yom Tkufa Gomer, or is it Yom Tkufa Maschil, that means that the Yom Tkufa itself initiates the new Tkufa? And the Gemara says that if we're going to maintain that Yom Tkufa Gomer, that according to the tradition of Shmuel, the way he transmits Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda Chacham and Rabbi Yossi, no one's going to make any sense. Why? Ika Savri Yom Tkufa Gomer, then Balav Achinami, then even if Tkufas Tammuz is not going to be Chasera as much as we said, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, we're going to still need an Ibur Shana. Why? If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you need the entire Chag, all of Chol HaMoed, to fall in the new Tkufa, Tkufas Tishrei, then if Tkufas Tishrei falls on the 16th of the month, then we're in trouble, because that day of the Tkufa is Gomer. Gomer means it belongs to the old Tkufa, Tkufas Tammuz. So if the 16th of Tishrei belongs to the old Tkufa, the 16th of the first day of Chol HaMoed, then you've already chopped off 1 day of Chol HaMoed from Tkufas Tishrei. So that makes no sense. And if you hold Miktas Chag Iko, which is Rabbi Yossi, who holds that at least at the end of the Chag, that's the 21st of Tishrei, which is the last day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot, that has to overlap and fall in the new Tkufa, then we're in trouble, because what did Rabbi Yossi mean when he says that the Tkufas Tishrei fell on the 21st, and that's okay, we don't need Eber, it's only when the Tkufas Tishrei was on the 22nd, which is after the last day of Chol HaMoed, that's when we need. Well, even if the Tkufas Tishrei would be on the 21st, if you hold its Gomer, it means tomorrow, which is the 22nd, is going to be the new Tkufa, which belongs to the old Tkufa, if you hold Tkufa Gomer. Ella says the Gemara, The Kasavri Yom Tkufa Maskel, according to Shmuel's transmission, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi are operating with the opinion that Yom Tkufa Maskil, that the Yom Tkufa itself kicks off the new and belongs to the new Tkufa. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the Tkufa falls on the 16th of the month of Tishrei, that's fine. Why? Because it means that, just one second, if the Tkufa falls on the 16th of Tishrei, so that's fine. Why? Because the 16th of Tishrei is the first day of Chol HaMoed, and it means even the first day of Chol HaMoed fell in the Tkufas Tishrei, because we're holding now Yom Tkufa Maskil, so that if the Tkufa, the only problem is going to be if the Yom Tkufa is on the 17th, which means that the 16th belonged to the old Kufa, and that's the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. We need that the entire Sukkos, that's what we call Kulei Chag B'Inon, be in the new Tkufa. And according to Rabbi Yossi, if the Tkufa fell on the 21st, we're okay, because the 21st of Tishrei is the last day of Chol HaMoed, and we already have an overlap between one day of Chol HaMoed, which is called Mikzas Chag, the Tkufa Chadoshin, the new Tkufa of Tishrei. So all this we did yesterday. Now we start the Shia for today. Meisvei, the Gemara is going to ask two questions on the transmission of Shmuel. The Brisa says the following: Yom Tkufa Gomer, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yom Tkufa Maschil. Now we're in deep trouble here with Rabbi Yehuda. If we hold like Rabbi Yossi, everything's wonderful, that Yom Tkufa is the beginning of the new Tkufa, which means that if, let's say, the Yom Tkufa was on the 21st of the month of Tishrei, that's fine. We don't need Ibur Shana. But we have a problem now with Rabbi Yehuda, because how could Rabbi Yehuda in this Brisa be quoted as saying Yom Tkufa Gomer? If Yom Tkufa is Gomer, then even if the Tkufa would fall out on the 16th, right? So what are we saying, that the 17th is going to be the new Tkufa? That's not so, because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, he's committed to the opinion that Tkufa Gomer in this price. He's explicitly saying Tkufa Gomer. So again, let's see how there's a contradiction now between two statements of Rabbi Yehuda. One is explicit here in the Brisa, that's called Yom Tkufa Gomer, and one is the quote of Shmuel. Shmuel's version of Rabbi Yehuda was that, right, again, Kula Chag Be'inon, so it meant the following, that if the Tkufa is on the 17th, then you have to be Ma'arba the Shana. But the implication is that if the Tkufa was on the 16th, you would not need 16th of Tishrei, you would not need Ibur Shana. But wait a minute, if the Tkufa fell on the 16th, and Rabbi Yehuda in this Brisa is quoted as saying Tkufa Gomer, it means that the 16th belongs to the old Tkufa, Tkufa's Tavus. That should engender, that should justify Ibur Shana. And furthermore, the very transmission of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda is contradicted by a Brisa. And when I say transmission, I mean Shmuel's transmission. Okay. What does the Brisa say? Now this Brisa, as I mentioned yesterday, records five different shitos. The first is the Tanakama. Tanakama meaning the anonymous Tana, right? And what does it say? It says, Ein ma'abrim es hashana, ela im kein hoisa tkufa chaseira rubo shel chodesh. That when is it necessary, according to the Tanakama, to be ma'abra the shana? It means if the tkufas tamuz was delayed most of the month of Tishrei, v'kama rubo shel chodesh. Again, if you have a chodesh that's 30 days, what would be the majority day? 16. Shisha saryom. So it means if the tkufa, the new tkufa, would fall on the 17th of Tishrei, then we have to be ma'abra the shana. That's called chasera rubo shel chodesh. So again, according to the Tanakhava, please make a note of this. If the tkufa falls out on the 17th of Tishrei, we need to be ma'abra the shana, which means that the 16th of Tishrei, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, belongs to the old Tkufa. Correct? So that justifies that justifies Ibur Hashana. Now that Shita really, it reflects, according to Shmuel's transmission, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. But yet that's the Shita here, the Braisa of the Tanakhama. Now let's take a look at the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, we're not going to be Ma'abra the Shana based on Tkufa, unless the Tkufa's Tammuz was missing Shteyados, which means two-thirds of the month, which is 20 days, right? Because the 30 days in a month, each third, each Yad is 10 days. So therefore, Shteyados B'chodesh, Kama Shteyados B'chodesh, Esrim Yom. So it means that the Tkufa would fall out on the 21st day of the month of Tishrei, because it's lagging behind by Shtei Yados, by two-thirds of a month, which means 20 days. So if the Tkufa coincides with the 21st day, then we have to be Ma'abra the Shana. Why? Because we need that the
majority.
Not majority. We're talking about the 21st. If the 21st of the month of Tishrei is the Tkufa, then what happens is that in such a case, again, let's assume that Yom Tkufa Maskil, I'm sorry, let's assume Yom Tkufa Gomer. So if let's say Yom Tkufa Gomer, then on the 21st we're still in the month of what? It's still in the Tkufa of Tammuz, which means that the entire Sukkos, not even one piece of Sukkos, fell in the new Tkufa, and that's why we justify Ibur Shana. That really reflects what we saw early in Shmuel, the Shita Rabbi Yossi, who says Miktas Chag Be'inon. So if it's on the 21st, then we don't even have Miktas Chag. Correct? So when it says Esrim Yom, it means it lags behind. So it means that the Tkufas Tammuz, vis-a-vis the lunar calendar, is schlepping along, all the way, penetrating all the way into the 20th. Let's say if there was a perfect reconciliation between the lunar and solar calendars, let's say Rosh Hashanah would be the new Tkufa of Tkufas Tishrei. Here it's lagging behind by two-thirds of a month, and now the Tkufa of Tammuz is extending 20 full days into the month of Tishrei. It means that the 21st day of Tishrei is going to be the new Tkufa. And if the 21st day is going to be the new Tkufa, well, we're holding that Tkufa is Gomer, so we're not even, we haven't even initiated the new Tkufa of Tishrei. No single piece of Sukkos coincides with the new Tkufa. Again, that's not the transmission of Shmuel, because according to Shmuel's transmission of Rabbi Yehuda, we need that the entire Chol HaMoed be in the new Tkufa. Here we're just looking for that one day, that last day of Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mechashmen. Okay, now here I'm going to need your help. I can't do this on my own. I tried, but without a chavrusa, I can't do this. Okay, Mechashmen means that we're going to make a calculation. Now keep in mind that the Ibur Shana takes place when? In what month of the year is the month in which Beis Din is going to issue their edict to add an extra month? Adar, correct? Because the 30th day of Adar is already too late. I mean, b'di'evet, maybe it's okay, but l'chatchila, we avoid even the 30th day of Adar. Now, how do we know what's going to happen Sukkot time in Adar? Right, Adar is 6 months plus before Sukkot, right? Almost 7 months before Sukkot. So that's what's called Mechashven. Mechashven means, and this addresses your question before, that we can already anticipate up front what's going to happen Sukkot time. How so? So we're looking now at what's called Tkufas Teves. Tkufas Teves, what we call the winter months, which should have ended theoretically on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Again, an ideal overlap between, you know, correspondence between both calendars. But instead, it was schlepping along. So the winter was extended. Shisha sar lifnei ha-Pesach. In other words, the Tkufas Teves extended into the month of Nisan by 16 days. Which means that the Tkufa after Teves, which is called Tkufas Nisan, began on the 17th of the month of Nisan. In such a case, we have to be ma'abra the shun. Why? That's called mechashvin. That's because of a cheshbon, of a calculation, anticipating the future, what's going to happen with Kufas Tammuz and Kufas Tishrei. And what we're assuming now is that if Kufas Nisan, please write this down, if Kufas Nisan is going to coincide with the 17th of Nisan, then Tkufas Tishrei is going to coincide with the 22nd of Tishrei, which is way too late, according to all opinions, for the holiday that we call Chag HaOsif Tkufas HaShana, that Sukkot has to fall in Tkufas Tishrei, because the 22nd of the month of Tishrei in the lunar calendar is going to be Tkufas Tishrei. Now here's where I need your help. He says the following. And this is a summary of Rashi. Hare kol tkufa arka tishin v'echad yom. A tkufa lasts for 91 days. So again, if you have a little calculator here, I'm just wondering, how much is 91 times 4?
364.
Okay, so you have to add a couple of fractions here. So it's really not 91, but it's 91 and some sort of a fraction. Okay. So let's operate with the number 91. Now, Tkufas Nisan and Tkufas Tammuz, right, because Tkufas Tammuz follows immediately after Tkufas Nisan, would be 91 times 2. How much is 91 times 2? 182, correct? All right, now, so we had the number 91, we multiplied it by 2, and now we're up to 192.
82.
I'm sorry, 182. Now, let's calculate from the 17th of Nisan, because that's when the Tkufa of Nisan fell, in that particular year, 182 days forward. That's going to end up on the 21st of Tishrei. Now again, you may ask me, well, how do we know that? Maybe there's a chaser, a mole, I don't know. We're going to have to average that out. Nimtza, Shetkufas Tishrei, will only begin on the 22nd of the month of Tishrei. And even if Rabbi Yossi holds that Yom Tkufa Maschil, which means that the 22nd day of Tishrei is the first day of Tkufas Tishrei, nevertheless, there's not even one day of Chol HaMoed that falls in the new Tkufa, and therefore we need an Ibur Shana. So this is meant to answer your question, how is it that already back at the time of Adar, we're already anticipating the need for Ibur Shana based on the Tkufa of Tishrei, which is 7 months later, whatever it is in the calendar. But what we're doing is we're trying to figure out in the month of Adar, when is the Tkufas Teves going to end? And on the Hebrew calendar, we could already determine it's going to end as late as the 17th of Nisan. If you fast forward now 182 days, then what you're going to end up with is the 22nd day in the month of Tishrei. Hence, we need Ibur Shana. But, says Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa, Shisha Sar Lifnei Achag Ein Ma'avrim. If we realize that what's going to happen is that it's only... That Tkufas Teves is only going to penetrate into Nisan for the first 16 days. So then, in such a case, Ein Ma'avrim. Why? Because Tkufas Tammuz is going to only be off by 16 days into Tishrei, and that means that Tkufas Tishrei is going to start on the 17th of the Chodesh, and therefore we don't need to be Ma'avrim the Shana, because we certainly have days of Chol HaMoed in the new Tkufa. Now, I think I made one mistake over here. You have to read Rabbi Yossi in two segments. There's the Reisha of Rabbi Yossi and the Sefer Rabbi Yossi. First, he talks about Shisha Sar Lifnei HaPesach Ma'avrim, which means that Tkufas Nisan is going to fall on the 17th of the month of Nisan, which is a delay of 16 days. So on the 17th day, it's going to be the first day of Tkufas Nisan, and if we jump forward 182 days, then Tkufas Tishrei is going to fall on the 22nd of Tishrei, and that's no good. We need an Ibur Shana. But then there's the Sefer. The Sefer, he goes back to tell you what would not be enough, so to speak, for Ibur Shana with regard to Tkufas Tammuz and Tkufas Tishrei. And he's saying that a delay in Tkufas Tammuz of 16 days, which means that Tkufas Tishrei is going to fall on the 17th of the month of Tishrei, then there's no justification for Ibur, because all we need is that part of Chol HaMoed fall in Tkufas Tishrei. But also, we're going to soon see there's a discrepancy here between the Reisha of Rabbi Yossi and the Sefer Rabbi Yossi, because the Reisha of Rabbi Yossi puts all the emphasis on the 22nd of Tishrei. That's when we need Ibur Shana. And the Sefer seems to put all the emphasis on the 17th of the month. You know, there's a discrepancy here between the 17th and the 22nd. But we'll get to that in the Gemara. Now up to the third Shita in the Mishnah. No, the fourth Shita in this Brisa, and that's Rabbi Shimon. Af Shisha Solifnei Achag Ma'avrim. Which means that if Tkufas Tammuz was delayed as long, as late as the 16th of the month of Tishrei, which means that the Tkufa Chadasha of Tishrei is going to fall on the 17th, then we need Ibur Shana. Guess what, Rabbi Osai? Rabbi Shimon is a word-for-word repeat of the Tanakhama. Let's go back to the Tanakhama for one moment. The Tanakhama says, Eim Avram Sashon Elim Kein Haisa Tkufa Chasei Rubo Shal Chodesh and Kama Rubo Shal Chodesh Shisha So Yom. Well, that's exactly what Rabbi Shimon is saying. That if Tkufas Tammuz was delayed for the first 16 days of Tishrei, which means that Tkufas Tishrei is going to fall on the 17th, then we need an Ibur Shana, because we didn't get the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos in the new Tkufa. So that's what Gemara is going to ask right away. What is Reb Shimon adding here? He's just repeating what it says in the Tanakhama. And finally, the fifth sheet in the Braisa is the Acherim, and that's the most complicated sheet of them all. We're going to have a whole sugi about the Acherim. Acherim Omrim, even if the Tkufa was not delayed by anything more than mi'uto shel chodesh. In other words, once there's a mi'ut, now again, if we're talking about the number 30, then what would be the mi'ut of less than half of 30 would be what? 14. So he's saying, v'kamu mi'uto arbas yom, which means that if the tkufa of Tammuz was late, so to speak, was delayed by 14 days into Tishrei, then what's going to happen is that the new Tkufa is going to fall on the 15th of the month, and we're going to need Ibur Shana, which means that he wants the entire Pesach, including the first day of Pesach, Sukkos, even the first day of Sukkos has to fall on the new Tkufa, and he's holding that Tkufa is Gomer, which means that in this case, it's only the 16th of Tishrei, which is going to be the beginning of the Tkufa. So in any event, we now have a number of problems here for Shmuel's transmission, because number one, we had a stira as far as Rabbi Yehuda's Tkufa Gomer. We said, according to Shmuel, certainly Rabbi Yehuda holds Tkufa Maskil against this Braisa Tkufa Gomer. Now we have a whole different shita of Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda makes it depend upon the 20 days, meaning when the Tkufa will be on the 21st day of the month. And that's going to be a problem, because Rabbi Yehuda the Braisa of Shtei Yodos is maintaining that we have to have the entire... Just one second, let me just get this again. Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa says that if the Tkufa is on the... just the opposite. That Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa is holding that all we need is one day, that last day of Chol HaMoed, which is Chaf Aleph Tishrei in the new Tkufa, that's sufficient. That's sufficient. So it's the seventh day of Sukkos is on the 21st day in terms of the solar calendar. What we're saying is that the 21st day of Sukkos coincides with the new. I'm sorry. If it's in the old, then we have to be marked. But if that 21st day would have coincided with the new Tkufa, that would have been sufficient. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, as transmitted by Shmuel, holds that you need the entire Chol HaMoed to fall in the new Tkufa. So the Gemara ends up with Kasha. So the Gemara doesn't have any reconciliation, any defense for Shmuel. So right now, at this point, we're going to drop Shmuel in favor of the Braisa, because the Braisa is Tanoim, and Shmuel cannot argue with Tanoim. And now we're going to take up the Braisa. Omar Mar, we saw in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that we're not going to be Ma'abra the year unless the Shtei Yodos Pechodesh, which is 2/3 of the month, which is 20 days. And Rabbi Yossi Omer Mechajvin, Rabbi Yossi says that we're going to go, let's say, in the months of Adar, anticipating Nisan, we're going to calculate, and we're going to find that the Tkufas Teves is delayed Shisha Soyom Lifnei Pesach, which means that the Tkufa of Teves is going to end on the 16th of Nisan, which means that the Tkufa of Nisan is going to start on the 17th, and then we're going to add to that 182 days with this Cheshbon, and it's going to turn out that Tkufas Tammuz is going to continue into Tishrei up until the 21st day of Tishrei. Which means that the Tkufas Tishrei is going to be on the 22nd of Tishrei. So the Gemara says, Hainu Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said that the Tkufas Tammuz was delayed 20 days, 2/3 of the month, which means that the new Tkufa was on the 21st day. And Rabbi Yossi is saying that the new Tkufa was on the 21st day, which is the same as Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, you know, let's go over this one more time. It seems from this Braisa that Rabbi Yossi's Mechajvin is the same as Rabbi Yehuda's Shtei Yodos Bechodesh. Why? Because Shtei Yodos Bechodesh means that the Tkufas Tavuz is going to end on the 20th day of the month of Tishrei, which means that the new Tkufa is going to start on the 21st, and that's when we need Ibur. Well, that's exactly what Rabbi Yossi is saying, because Rabbi Yossi is saying that the Tkufas Tammuz was late by 16 days, right? 16 days in, I'm sorry, Tkufas Teves, right? The Tkufas Teves was delayed by 16 days into the month of Nisan, which means that the Tkufas Nisan fell on the 17th of Nisan. When we fast forward 182 days, it turns out that the Tkufas Tishrei was on the 22nd of the month of Tishrei, which means that, what did we say before? I asked you to write this down. Let me just, I'll go over it one more time. It should be
17th of Nisan.
The 21st, right. Yeah. That the Tkufas Tammuz would extend until the 21st day of Tishrei, which means that Tkufas Tishrei would fall on the 22nd. Right? And now, let's go back to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that we're talking about the Tkufas Tammuz 20 days into Tishrei, which means that on the 21st day, we're going to have what? So in both cases, whether it's Rabbi Yossi's calculation from the 17th of Nisan for Tkufas Nisan, or whether it's Rabbi Yehuda's calculation of Tkufas Tammuz that falls on the 16th, on the 20th, which means that the 21st is going to be, right, that's exactly Rabbi Yossi. Well, why are you bothering me about this? Who's chaffering me here?
No one?
Okay. No one. It's good that you said no one, because we had a gemara about who ate garlic today, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi are saying the exact same thing. They're both saying that if the Tkufas Tammuz falls on the 21st day of Tishrei, then we have to be Ma'abra the Shana. What did I just say? I don't know what I just said. Let me say it right. Maybe I did say it right. Yeah, what I meant to say was the 21st of Tishrei. Did I say that?
You did.
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. Sorry, I happened to get it right. So, but they're both saying that if the Tkufas Tammuz falls on the 21st day of Tishrei, then we have to be Ma'abed Shana. Why is that? Because we won't even get one day of Sukkahs in the new Tkufa. When I say the new Tkufa, I mean Tkufas Tishrei. It means that on the 22nd of Tishrei, we're going to have Tkufas Tishrei. That's no good because Sukkahs is already passed. What's the difference now between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara answers, Yom Tkufa Gomer V'Yom Tkufa Maschil Ika Beinayu. So let's go step by step. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the day of the Tkufa itself is going to be defined and categorized as the last day of the previous Tkufa. So therefore, if the Tkufa falls out on the 21st of the month of Tishrei, we're going to already need Ibur Shana because that means that we're still in Tkufas Tammuz. And we have no overlap whatsoever between Sukkot and Tkufas Tishrei. That's called Yom Tkufa Gomer. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, holds that Yom Tkufa Maschil, which means that if the Tkufa falls on the 21st of the month, that is the first day of the Tkufa Chadasha, and that's the last day of Chol HaMoed, and therefore there's no need for Ibur. So if the Tkufa falls on the 21st of the month, meaning the new Tkufa, and the last day of Sukkot is already, since we're holding Tkufa, Maschil is already in the new Tkufa, Ein Ma'abrim Nesashon. There's no need for Ibur. Now the only thing that bothers me is how do you fit that into Rabbi Yossi's words? Let's see. Rabbi Yossi says, we go back to the 17th of Nisan, and then we're gonna fast forward by 182 days until we get to the 21st of Tishrei. Now the 21st of Tishrei. It means that Tkufas Tammuz will end on the 21st of Tishrei, which means that Tishrei will be on the 22nd. One second, Tkufa. That's when we need Ibur Shana. And now, what's going to be the Nafkimina is, it means the following. If the Tkufa, because Tkufas Tammuz ended on the 21st. But let's say Tkufas Tishrei would be on the 21st. Then according to Rabbi Yossi, since he holds Tkufa Maschil, then you don't have to be Ma'am and the Shana. In that exact scenario, where Tkufas Tishrei coincided with the 21st of Tishrei, Rabbi Yehuda would insist that we have to be Ma'am and the Shana, because he holds Yom Tkufa Gomer. So that if the Tkufa we call it begins. We say the Tkufa begins on the 21st of Adar, but really that's a misnomer according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Tkufa actually, you know, will be ever present on the climate of the world on the 21st of Tishrei, but that halachically is not considered the new Tkufa because Yom Tkufa Gomer. Omar Mar. Now we go back to the Braisa. There seems to be a stira in Rabbi Yossi himself, from the Reisha to the Sefer. Why?
Also, we see Rabbi Yossi from the Reisha meaning back on the bottom of your base?
No. When I mean Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa, we're finished now with Yud Beis. Why? Because that was Shmuel. Now we're focusing all our attention on the Braisa. So that's on Daf Yud Gimel. Right, that's the old Tanya.
The second line of Rabbi Yehuda. In the 5.
I'm not sure what you mean by Rabbi Yehuda, because right now we're going to study Rabbi Yossi.
Oh, sorry.
Rabbi Yossi. So again, the Braisa begins about 10 lines down from the top of Yud Gimel, the Od Tanya, and we had 5 shittas in the Braisa, and we're up to the 3rd shita now, that's Rabbi Yossi. Omar Mar. So let's take a look at Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was worried about Shisha Sar Lifnei Achag. So it means that if the tkufa, just one second, if the tkufa of Tishrei will fall on the 17th of Tishrei, then there's no need for Ibur. El Rab Yossi Shisha Solifne Achag Hu Delo Hashivsar Visamnisar Ma'abrim. In other words, it would seem that Rab Yossi is telling us that there's no need for Ibur in the case where the Tkufa of Tishrei will be on the Tkufa of Tishrei will be on the 16th of the month, right? Because again, it says here that Shisha Solifne Achag Eima Abrin, correct? So if the Tkufa is on the 16th of Tishrei, then there's no need for Ibur.
Why?
Well, obviously why? Because the 16th of Tishrei is the first day of Cholvan. In such a case, the entire Sukkos coincides with the new tkufa.
Assuming he's not built by Gemara, that he's counting.
No. Chanuch, that's irrelevant. Listen carefully. If the tkufa begins, tkufas Tishrei, sure, on the 16th, which right, is the first day of Chol Hamoed, then the entire sukkahs, when I say entire sukkahs, I mean chop off the head, right, but from Chol Hamoed on, falls in the new tkufa. So obviously, there's no need in such a case for Ibur, but the very fact that he's put his finger down on the 16th, he's implying that if the tkufa would be on the 17th, and how much more so on the 18th, then we would need Ibur. Why would we need Ibur? Because then part of Sukkos is in the old tkufa. So it means that Rav Yossi certainly seems to be maintaining that we need that the entire... Now, again, if the tkufa was on the 16th, then the entire sukkahs, I mean, when I say entire sukkahs, I mean from Chol Hamoed and on, is in the new tkufa. But we need the entire sukkahs. That was the language that we had before in Shmuel, if you remember back on the top of the page, when we said Kula Chag Be'inon. But again, Shmuel was talking about Rabbi Yehuda. Now we're talking the Brice about Rabbi Yossi. But it seems that he holds Kula Chag Be'inon. And therefore, if the Tkufa would fall on the 17th, that's called Shivsar, or on the 18th, which is called Samnesar, then certainly would have to be Ma'aber. But now let's go back to the Reisha. If you remember the Reisha, we're back in the month of Adar, and the Teves was Misacher 16 days into Nisan, such that the Tkufa of Nisan coincides with the 17th of the Tkufas Nisan coincides with the 17th of Nisan, and then we're going to add 182 days, and that's called Vomar Shisha Solfnei Pesach in. You know, we will be Ma'aber Batzir Lo. Correct? So for example, let's say that Tkufas Teves would only extend until the 16th of Nisan. Right? Not until the 17th of Nisan. So let's say that Shakakbi Ofen Shidim Shekhes Tkufas Teves Ad Te Oh 16, right? 16th of Nisan, right? Now, what's the significance of the 16th of Nisan? It means that the 17th of Nisan is going to be Tkufas Nisan, and we add 182 days, and we end up on the 22nd of Tishrei. Implying that if we wouldn't end up with Tkufas Tishrei on the 22nd, at least we could overlap one last day of Sukkos on the 21st, then we would not need Ibur, which means not Kulo Chag Ba'ina, but rather Miktas Chag Ba'ina. Do you follow where Rabbi Yossi is contradicting himself from the Sefer back to the Reisha? Because in the Reisha he seems to be holding that all we need is Miktas Chag. Correct? Miktas Chag. And the only problem, that the only situation that generates a need for Ibur is when the Tkufas Tishrei will coincide with the 22nd of the month of Tishrei, leaving absolutely no days of Sukkos falling in the new Tkufa. But one day would have been sufficient. And yet, when we read the Sefer of Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says Shisha Sar Lifnei Achag Ein Ma'abrim, implying that if the Tkufas Tishrei would be on the 17th and certainly on the 18th, we would have to do an Ibur, which means that we need Kulo Chag. We need the entire Sukkot to be in the new Tkufa. So Gemara answers Lo Edi VeEdi Ein Ma'abrim. It's in truth, even Rabbi Yossi holds that all you need is Miktsas. Even if the Tkufa of Tishrei would go into the 17th and into the 18th, we would not be Ma'abra the Shana. Why? Because we already have the beginning of Sukkot, or in this case I should say the end of Sukkot, overlapping with Tkufas and Tishrei, and that's fine. No, so why does he mention Shisha Sar Lifnei Achag? Why does he mention Shisha Sar Lifnei Achag in the Sefer Rabbi Yossi? Aidi Detoni Reisha Shisha Sar Lifnei Pesach Toni Nami Shisha Sar Lifnei Achag. It's a Aidi. Aidi means a symmetrical formulation, that since he's using the 16th of Pesach, so he uses the 16th of Tishrei as well. Let's go on. Reb Shimon Omer. I'm trying to get to the two dots so that on Wednesday in a week we can start a whole new sugya, which is called Smicha Zekeinu. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Shisha Sar Lifnei Achag Ma'abrim, which means that if Tammuz extends to the 16th of Tishrei, which would mean that Kufas Tishrei is on the 17th, and that means that the beginning of Sukkot, which of Chol Hamoed Sukkot, which is the 16th, belongs to the old Tkufa Tkufas Tammuz. That's enough to generate Ibur Shana. Hainu Tanakama. That's a word for word repeat of the Tanakama. Because if you recall, the Tanakama says Ein Ibur Shana Olim Kein Tkufa Chaser Rubo Shal Chodesh was 16 days, which means that if the new Tkuf was on the 17th of the month of Tishrei, we have to be Ma'aber, because we don't have all of Sukkot in the new Tkufa. Ikabeinaya, the Gemara says, Yom Tkufa Maschil, V'yom Tkufa Gomer. That the real machlokas here between the Tanakama, the anonymous Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, is about the Yom Tkufa itself. And the Gemara adds Velo Masayme. Velo Masayme means that we don't come to any definite conclusion about who holds what. Because again, in the words of the Braisa, the words of Rabbi Shimon and the words of Tanakhama are identical for all intents and purposes. But in order to make a machlokas out of it, we have to assume the machlokas is about the Yom Tkufa itself. According to one opinion, the day of the Tkufa is considered the beginning of the new Tkufa, and therefore if Tkufas Tishrei falls out on the 16th of the month, right? Just one second. On the 16th of the month, which means that day, the 16th of the month, is already the kickoff of the new Tkufa, and that's the first day of Chol Hamoed Sukkot, so the entire Sukkot is going to fall in the new Tkufa. And that's fine, and therefore we don't need Ibur. Right, fine. Well, now we have the other opinion. Again, we don't know which Tana it is. We're going to use the 16th of Tishrei as the, even though it's the Tkufa, as the last day of the previous Tkufa. Therefore, if Tkufas Tishrei falls out on the 16th of the month, then we have to be Ma'abra the Shana, because the 16th of the month is still considered the old Tkufa, and hence we've chopped off the head the first day of Chol Hamoed from the new Tkufa, the Lo Masayim, but we don't know who holds what. Finally, we get to the last day in the Brisa, so that's the Acherim Omrim, Mi'uto, V'kava Mi'uto Arba Sar Yom. So it means the following: if the Tkufa falls on the 15th of the month, then we have to be Ma'arba the Shon. So the Gemara asks the following question: Maika Savri, what is the underlying principle of the Acherim? Now, the Gemara is going to present a possibility of adding A plus B, two propositions. One is Tkufa Gomer, and the other is Kulo Chag Be'ino. So Tkufa Gomer would mean that, just one second, would mean that the 15th of the month of Tishrei belongs to the previous Tkufa, Tkufas Tammuz. Okay, fine. So now we're going to have to add the Kulei Chad Ba'inon, which at this point the Gemara assumes means that all the days of Chol HaMoed have to fall in the new Tkufa. So now, assuming that the Tkufa was on the 15th, then if the 15th belongs to Tammuz, the 16th, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, is going to be the new Tkufa. So we have all of the Chag, meaning from Chol HaMoed and on, in the new Tkufa. So why would that justify Ibur Hashana on Rabbi Yehuda, on Rabbi Yitzchak? Acherim b'tkufas Nisan kaimei. Let's take the words of the Acherim and thrust them back into the issue of Teves and Nisan. And the premise of the Chachamim here, the Acherim, is going to be that we need Ibur Shana, not for the sake of Sukkos, but for the sake of Pesach. Why? Because the Siv, the Torah says, Shamar es Chodesh Ha'aviv. And Chazal understand that this description of the holiday of Pesach means Shmar Aviv Shel Tkufa, Sheyehei B'Chodesh Nisan. In other words, we have to be Shomer the Aviv. Now the word Aviv here is interpreted by Chazal in Torah Shebaal Peh as Tkufas Nisan. So we're in the solar calendar, the Tkufas Nisan. Sheyehei B'Chodesh Nisan, that Tkufas Nisan must be in the lunar calendar month of Nisan. So it means that the beginning of the Tkufas Nisan has to be at the time of what he calls Chidusha Shel Levana. Okay, that's the language of Rashi here. We'll try to see what that means. Chidusha Shel Levana. Dahainu. Shetachul Tkufas Nisan Od Bizman Chidusha Shel Levana. You know that the moon goes, in every month, goes through two periods of time. There's the waxing moon in the first half of the month, and the waning moon when it goes smaller. Now, when we use the term, and Rashi employs it here, of Chidusha Shel Levana, then we're talking about the waxing moon. And the moon waxes up until what date?
15th.
Up till the 14th. No, not beyond the 14th. The 14th, it hits it's full. It's a full moon. Oh. So now we need that the Tkufas Nisan coincide with the Chidusha Shel Levana, which means up until the 14th of Nisan. Now, if the Yom Tkufa is going to be on the 15th of Nisan, then we're not going to have, or fulfill, if you will, the Pasuk Shomar Es HaChodesh HaAviv, because the Aviv is not going to be Chal during the Chidusha Shel Levana, the first 14 days, and we have to be Ma'abra the Shana. So the Gemara is not happy with this. The Gemara says, why do you have to be Ma'abra the Shana? V'li Abre li Adar. All you have to do is add one day to the month of Adar, which means make the month of Adar a Chodesh Mole. And then the Tkufa Chadasha of the 14th of the month means that it's within the Chidush HaLevana. You don't have to be Ma'abra an entire Chodesh. You can be Makayim the Pasuk Shomer es Chodesh HaAviv by simply adding one day to the month of Adar. So the Gemara answers, Omer of Acha Bar Yaakov, Enochinami, if the Tkufa would be Chal on the 15th of the month, we would not be Ma'abra the Shana. But rather, we would be Ma'abra the month of Adar. And if we add a 30th day to the month of Adar, making Adar into a Moly, that would be a fulfillment of Shemar Es Chodesh HaAviv. But Vitana, But the Mishnah, the Acherim in the Braisa, when they say Arbas or Yom, it means Milamala Lamata Kachashiv. That he's counting a minion from the higher days down to the lower days. Min HaGavoa LaNamuch. That's Lamala is called Gavoa, and Namuch is the lower numbers. Vahachi cover. Here's the way you have to read the Acherim. What happens is Tkufas Teves is penetrating, is overlapping into the month of Nisan. So let's count from, let's say, the 18th of the month of Nisan down to the 17th of the month of Nisan, down to the 16th of the month of Nisan, the 15th of the month of Nisan, Ad Mi'uto, up until the 14th. In all of those cases, Ma'abrin. We're going to have to be Ma'abrin the Shon. Up until the 14th, which is the Mi'uta. Now, Kama Mi'uta Shal Chodesh, that's our boss or Yom. That means if the Tkufa falls on the 16th of the month, then we're going to have to be Ma'abra the entire year. But if the Tkufa falls on the 14th of the month, no, I'm sorry. If Tkufas Teve schleps into all the way up to the 14th of the month, it means that the Tkufas be on the 15th of the month, then we don't have to be Ma'abra the entire year. We're only missing one day, and that day could be fulfilled in by adding one last day to the month of Adar, making Adar into a mole. That's the opinion of, who was it? Of Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Ravina has a different opinion. Li'olam Acherim b'tishrei kamayri. We don't have to go back to the month of Nisan. We're talking about the issue of Sukkos. And nevertheless, if Tkufas Tammuz spills over 14 days into Tishrei, which means that the new Tkufa is on the 15th of Tishrei, we need an Iber Shana. Why? Kasavri Acherim Kulei Chad Ba'inon V'Yom Tov Rishon.
Wow.
In other words, it's not enough that we start counting from the first day of Chol HaMoed. Even the first day of Yontif requires Tkufa Chadosh at Tkufas Nisan. So now, if the Tkufa was on the 15th of the month, and we're holding now Tkufa Gomer, so it means the 15th of the month belongs to the old Tkufa, which is Tkufas Tammuz, and therefore one day of Sukkos is chopped off from the new Tkufa. So the Gemara right away asks, I don't get it. The whole enterprise of Sukkos having to fall into Tkufas Tishrei is based on the Pasuk that says, Chag HaAsif, Tkufas Hashana. How can you call the first day of Sukkos Chag HaAsif? There's no Asifa. There's no way that we can cut the Tvua on the first day of the Chag. And the Gemara answers, Chag HaBa Bizman Asifa. Where the Torah doesn't mean that this day is the day of Asifa, when it says Chag HaAsif, it means that this is the holiday of Asifa, meaning this holiday falls out during that time of the year when we usually harvest the crop. But even Yom Tov Rishon is included in the description of Chag HaAsif, because Chag HaAsif means Chag HaBa Bizman. Bizman ha'os. Okay, Rabbi, so with this we conclude the sugya of Tkufa. Again, this is a sugya you'd have to review a dozen times to really know it well. And what I'd like to do, just for 2 minutes' time, is introduce the next sugya. Now, in the Mishnah, the Mishnah records a machlokas between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda about smichas zakenim, whether three judges are sufficient, that's Rav Shimon, or we require five judges, that's the sheet of Rav Yehuda. Now, when I saw this Mishnah of smichas zakenim, I thought, mistakenly, that we were talking about giving smicha. But then it occurred to me that when you give smicha to a zaken, to a scholar, who says that you need a bezdin for that? Maybe you don't even need a bezdin. But there's another smicha, which is the subject of our Mishnah, and that's your homework assignment. You have another 9 days to fulfill this, right? And that is to take a look in Vayikra Perek Dalid, Pasuk Tezayin, Tezvav, and there it also says, V'samchu ziknei ha'eda es yideihem. But that's not referring to smicha of on the head of a zaken to make him into a chacham who's ordained, who could be a yachin mumche, who has an unbroken chain of smicha back to Moshe Rabbeinu, could serve in a Beis Din, maybe even without any other judges. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the samchu ziknei ha'edus yideihem al rosh hapar. And now we're talking about kodshim. And smicha in kodshim plays a very special role, but not in all kodshim. Although every karban needs smicha, but there's one particular karban which is called the par, the par, with the hey ayidia ha par, which requires smicha by a group of zkenim that represent Klal Yisrael. They are the ziknei ha'eda. Now the ziknei ha'eda are the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is made up of how many judges, Rabosai? 71. But within the 71, there are various functions that can be achieved and implemented by breakaways, so to speak. In other words, we need just a representation. We don't have to have all 71 judges. We can have a group of judges that are members of the Sanhedrin, and when we need the Sanhedrin, they will be a major part, an integral part of the Sanhedrin. They will vote with the Sanhedrin, etc. But those judges can also serve as a mini kind of Sanhedrin, and they are called the Ziknei Ha'eda, and they represent the Sanhedrin. Now, how many of those representatives do we need in order to create this representation of the Sanhedrin? Do we need 3? Or do we need 5? That's going to be the subject of the machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. So, Bli Neder, this is what we want to pick up next time. So, I wish you all I call it Beis Manim. You know, I think the British call it a holiday, I think.
Holiday.
Yeah, where I come from, a holiday has to be a holy day. So I don't know how holy, you know, is a trip to Chutz Lartz, but that's gonna be. Now, my plan, if the Olam is up to it, again, not everyone is here today, but I would like to continue in Sanhedrin. I think it's chaval if we got this far not to move on. So I'm hoping that we can have a good consensus on that. Okay then.